The governor used a 2010 law to suspend the board members and appoint a nominating committee to replace them. House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams backed the decision and said it's essential the state move quickly.
The core issue is how do we protect the children of DeKalb County? And having served as a liaison to SACS in 2011 when APS faced the same issue, I understand how critically important it is to move swiftly on this issue.
State Senator Jason Carter agreed and said the sole focus should be on accreditation. It's why he opposed a decision by some board members last week to challenge the constitutionality of the 2010 law allowing the governor to step in.
I would have rather seen this process go forward without litigation, but that doesn't mean that the lawsuit doesn't have merit.
Meanwhile, others vented over what they say is an overreach by the governor. State Representative Billy Mitchell said DeKalb voters should be allowed to choose their own local school board.
We have people who went to the polls, elected whom they thought would be in the best interest to represent their interests, and now it's being usurped by a process that is almost arbitrary. As I said, these people that are appointed now will simply report to no one but the governor.
Mitchell said it's a slippery slope anytime elected officials are replaced by other elected officials.
If constitutional, maybe we should institute it for governors, legislators, county commissioners, city council members as well.
It's unclear how quickly Deal's decision can be implemented. As a result of the school board lawsuit, a federal judge said members cannot be replaced until a court hearing scheduled for Friday. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro at the state capitol.